When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickse, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. Today we look at the year 1996. The wedding of the century ends with the divorce of Prince Charles and Lady Diana. Transworld Airlines Flight 800 explodes over the Atlantic Ocean. Mad cow disease causes panic and potential ruin for British beef farmers. In South Africa, Archbishop Tutu's Truth and Reconciliation Commission gets going, and the 100th Olympics in Atlanta are rocked by a bomb explosion. These and other stories from 1996 will be right up after this hit from the year, No Mercies, Where Do You Go?
Where do you go, my lovely? save me. Come back and save me.
International headlines. The British royals' troubles continued when the marriage of Prince Charles and Lady Diana, hailed as the wedding of the century in 1981, was ended by a final divorce decree on August the 28th, with Lady Diana reportedly receiving a settlement of £17 million. Also divorced were Charles's brother Andrew, the Duke of York, from Duchess Fergie. Many British beef farmers faced ruin with their market collapsing, largely due to the outbreak of mad cow disease, causing Belgium, France, the Netherlands, Portugal and Sweden to ban the import of British beef on the 21st of March, followed by a wave of further embargoes from other countries the next day. Mad cow disease, or BSE, first appeared in 1986 and again in 1988, causing fears of British beef to persist, with consumption dropping by 12%. Transworld Airlines Flight 800 passenger jet exploded after takeoff on the 17th of July, killing all 230 people aboard. Bound for Paris, the airliner disappeared from traffic controllers' radar screens 13 minutes after takeoff, the remains of the plane landing in the Atlantic Ocean, with speculation at the time pointing to a bomb explosion or a missile hit from unknown assailants. On the 24th of September, the USA, Britain, France, China, and Russia signed a treaty banning nuclear testing, while on the 25th and 26th, fighting in the ongoing conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip killed 72. Back in March, Yigal Amir, arrested the previous year for the assassination of ex-Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, was sentenced to life imprisonment on the 27th. In India, on May the 15th, right-wing leader Atal Bihari Vajpayee became the first Hindu nationalist prime minister after Bharatiya Janata, when his party emerged as the largest in a hung parliament. Vajpayee, however, failed to form a coalition and resigned 13 days later. He was re-elected, though, in 1998, continuing with free market reforms and India's nuclear program until 2004, while on the 27th of September, former President Najibullah of Afghanistan was executed by militant Islamic rebels. Norway and Scandinavia's first female prime minister, Gro Harlem Brundtland, resigned on the 23rd of October after 3 terms in office. She was a physician who had become leader of the Labour Party and Norwegian prime minister in 1981, at 41 also becoming the youngest prime minister ever. An ardent environmentalist, she went on to become the first woman to head the United Nations World Health Organization in 1998, also chairing the World Commission on Environment and Development. Here's another of 1996's top hits by the band Fool's Garden, Lemon Tree.
Sitting here in the boring room, it's just another rainy Sunday afternoon. I'm wasting my time, I got nothing to do. I'm hanging around, I'm waiting for you, but nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I'm driving around in my car, I'm driving too fast, I'm driving too far. I'd like to change my point of view. I feel so lonely, I'm waiting for you, but nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky, and all that I can
see is just a yellow lemon tree. I'm turning my head up and down. I'm turning, 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 turning around. And all that I can see is just another lemon tree. I'm sitting here, I miss the power. I'd like to go out, taking a shower. But there's a heavy cloud inside my head. I feel so tired, put myself into bed. Well, nothing ever happens, and I wonder. Isolation is not good for me. Isolation, I don't want to sit on a lemon tree. I'm stepping around in the desert of joy. Maybe anyhow I'll get another toy. And everything will happen, and you wonder. I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky. And all that I can see is just another lemon tree. Turning my head up and down. I'm turning, 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 turning around. And all that I can see is just a yellow lemon tree. And I wonder, wonder, I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky. And all that I can see, and all that I can see, and all that I can see, just a yellow lemon tree.
One of the prominent international deaths in 1996 was French politician François Mitterrand, while two senseless killing sprees were in the headlines that year. In the Scottish village of Dunblane, 43-year-old scoutmaster Thomas Hamilton walked into a local primary school and shot 16 children and their teacher on the 13th of March. While in Port Arthur, Tasmania, 28-year-old Martin Bryant gunned down 35 cafe patrons and wounded another 18 on the 28th of April.
You're forgiven, not forgotten. You're
Irish family band The Corrs with their 1996 hit Forgiven, Not Forgotten. South Africa's Survey. In April, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, chaired by Archbishop Desmond Tutu, held the first of its hearings in East London. The controversial and difficult process was convened to expose and, if possible, to forgive the crimes of the past. Based on the biblical principle of the truth shall set you free, many thought the hearings would reopen old wounds and impede national reconciliation. One of the prominent visitors to South Africa in 1996 was the Dalai Lama.
This is why Clef Refuge cries well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
The Fugees' 96 hit, a cover of Roberta Flack's chart topper from the early 70s, Killing Me Softly. Arts and entertainment. Top movies of the year included Emma, The First Wives Club, Independence Day, and Shine, as well as the remake of 101 Dalmatians featuring both real and computer animated dogs. Best-selling book of the year was John Gray's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, while in the theatre, the musical Rent opened on the 25th of January to rave reviews on Broadway. It was set in a low-rent area of New York City and was inspired by the opera La Boheme. Sadly, the playwright Jonathan Larson died the same day from an aortic aneurysm, the play going on to win 4 Tony Awards and a posthumous Pulitzer Prize for Larson. South African-trained dancer and actress Juliette Prowse died at the age of 59, after having made a name for herself in Hollywood in the 1950s and 60s. She appeared with Frank Sinatra and Shirley MacLaine in Can Can, her first major role, obtaining priceless publicity from then-Russian leader Nikita Khrushchev, who denounced her dancing as immoral. Prowse had done bill-topping shows in Las Vegas and was romantically linked to both Elvis Presley and Sinatra, to whom she was briefly engaged. Siegfried Meinhardt, another star of the stage, well known for his Shakespearean roles, also died in 1996 after a long, illustrious career, which saw him twice win Best Actor Awards in 1963 and 1967 for his performances in The Affair and Heartbreak House. Other notable deaths in the entertainment industry were jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald and Timothy Leary, doyen of the psychedelic revolution of the 60s. New in 1996. Buzz Lightyear, one of the heroes of the hit film Toy Story, caused a sensation in British shops at Christmas time when Disney had to manufacture an emergency rush shipment of 17,000 Buzz dolls. The demand was so great. Tuberculosis came sharply back into world focus when the World Health Organization estimated the disease would kill 30 million people worldwide within the next 10 years. And the Defense of Marriages Act was passed in the USA, prohibiting same-sex marriages. Before looking briefly at sporting headlines of the year, let's listen to this hauntingly beautiful number, which was a worldwide hit in 96 for Kylie Minogue and Nick Cave, Where the Wild Roses Grow.
They call me the wild rose. day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled. Her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face. They call me the Wild Rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow, so sweet and scarlet and free?
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. If I show you the roses, will you follow? They call me the Wild Rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. Third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die, and I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the Wild Rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me, if I do not know.
Sport. The 100th Olympics in Atlanta, USA, were rocked by a bomb explosion on the 27th of July in Centennial Park, killing one person and wounding over 100. Police and FBI agents searched for a motive for the attack, for which no group had claimed responsibility. The Olympics continued with participating countries' flags flying at half-mast. The Games, which had started on July the 19th, had had their flame lit by a Parkinson's-riddled Muhammad Ali, ex-boxing great, while star of the Games was American sprinter Michael Johnson, who became the first athlete ever to win both the 200 and 400-meter gold medals. He won the 200 meters in an astonishingly quick 19.32 seconds after having set an Olympic record in the 400 meters with a time of 43.49 seconds, his 55th straight win in the event. His victory margin of 0.92 seconds was the largest since the first modern Olympiad 100 years earlier. Another Johnson, Irvin Magic Johnson, who had quit U.S. basketball in 1991 when he was diagnosed as having the AIDS virus, made a comeback in 1996 for the Los Angeles Lakers. South Africans performed with honor at the Games, with Penny Haynes breaking the world 100-meter breaststroke record in the swimming and taking gold in the 200 meters. Ezekiel Sepeng won silver in the 800 meters, and Josiah Tugwani won gold in the closest marathon in Olympic history. An illiterate mine janitor who had lived in a humble shack with his wife and four children, Tugwane had been shot in the face by car hijackers just months before the Games, his gold medal propelling him to instant millionaire status. In the ICC Cricket World Cup of 1996, held in India, Pakistan and Sri Lanka, it was the big-hitting Sri Lankans who emerged victorious, comfortably beating Australia in the final. Although South Africa hadn't fared well in the Cricket World Cup, at the African Nations Soccer Cup finals held in South Africa, Bafana Bafana won the tournament for the first time amid scenes reminiscent of the 1995 Rugby World Cup, with Nelson Mandela, this time dressed in Bafana Bafana gear, presenting the trophy to South African captain Neil Tovey. And turning to horse racing, prominent ex-jockey Tiger Wright, who rode home four Durban July winners in his long distinguished career, passed away in 1996. On the 10th of May, in Mount Everest's worst climbing disaster, eight experienced climbers died near the summit, caused by weather patterns leading to the stratosphere dropping onto the summit, effectively making the summit 500 meters higher in terms of oxygen availability. One of the group, Rob Hall, who had successfully reached the summit five times previously, knowing he would not survive the night, radioed his pregnant wife in New Zealand to say one last goodbye. After 10 years of trials and research, Dolly, the cloned sheep, was born on the 5th of July in Scotland, leading to religious, political, and ethical leaders debating the case for and against human cloning. Since then, successful cloning of horses, cats, mice, and other species has taken place, but human cloning remained a volatile issue. Dolly was put down in 2003 when it was discovered she had progressive lung disease. And to end the show this week, on the 16th of August, in an amazing show of animal instinct, Binti Jua, a female gorilla at Chicago's Brookfield Zoo, rescued a three-year-old boy who had fallen 5.4 meters into a moat. Sensing the unconscious child was desperately in need of help, Binti rapidly climbed down to pick up and cradle the injured child while keeping other gorillas at bay, and then handed the lucky toddler over to zoo wardens once they arrived on the scene. Binti Jua's heroic deed led to her being named among People magazine's 25 most intriguing people of the year.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
Thank you for joining me for the last few minutes as we recall just some of the news headlines and popular songs from the year 1996. Join me, Neil Hendrikser, again next week as we travel a bit further down memory lane to the year 1997, in yesterday's tomorrow's today.
Times and not so long ago.